Hello and welcome to another Blue Toon Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. The Blue Toon Podcast is sponsored by Marco's Chipper. You can't beat his gran doing it, Marco's. I'm Colin Byers and I'm pleased to say that back after missing last week is Martin Smith. Martin, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Right, this week we'll be looking back at the defeat to Falkirk and we'll preview the home game to Raith Rovers this Saturday. So Martin, how are you feeling? Back fit again?
Yes, raring to go.
Feeling much better than you were?
Certainly feel much better, yes.
Definitely wasn't the coronavirus then.
No, I can confirm that's not the case. I don't have any coronavirus.
You're now one of these half a dozen folk in the grumpy and just go out there. So just picking up on that then, coronavirus obviously going around. No handshakes at the beginning of games.
No.
Bit of a strange kind of thing to see. I think it was the Liverpool game on Saturday. They just walked past one another. Bizarre way to do it. They're going to need these handshakes, just get on with the game.
Yeah, they did that before the game, but then after the game, or when somebody scores a goal, they're all jumping on top of each other and they're celebrating at the end, handshakes with referees and officials. So it's a strange one. You're either going to implement it fully or don't do it at all, really.
And the Six Nations carried on as normal. 15 men piling on top of one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're shaking hands, but they're piling on top of one of them.
Exactly. It's one of them things that will hopefully sort of salute in the next couple of months.
I did notice as well that the Martin Johnson, the general manager at Peterhead, he'd suggested that there should be no spitting either. It's not a thing I like to see, generally speaking, anyway, but I'm not sure how you would implement that.
I mean, the idea sounds good in principle, but like you say, trying to enforce it and implement it across the game would be very difficult to manage, especially if I'm trusting Scottish referees to do it.
Aye.
They struggle with the job as it is.
Referees in general would struggle anyway. One thing I was going to mention last week, but you weren't here, but I'm going to mention it now. You, a couple of weeks ago, had a significant birthday. You want to tell us about that?
No.
Joined the 30 something club like the rest of us.
Yes, welcome aboard, as they say that.
Yes, so happy birthday, belated birthday.
Thank you very much. That.
Right, so Falkirk on Saturday. Disappointing result, not the result we was hoping for, but not an unexpected result, shall we say.
No, before we went down, you sort of expected it was going to be a tough game. It proved that way, and probably it's not going to be a Coopin' Buster, that's for sure.
No, I think it was
a foregone conclusion.
It was going to be a foregone conclusion. That was how it was going to go. Having only scored once against them this season in the last home game, and then a 4-0 previously in the league.
Yeah.
It was always going to be difficult. The changes again. Edie and Boyle were back in again. Cook and Boyd went out and he reverted back to his 4-1-4-1. Edie, this time, was at right back. Stevenson played primarily, it seemed, on the right hand side along with him. A bit of a more defensive kind of minded kind of setup rather than what it was previously against Forfar.
Yeah, it's always going to be tough when you go down to places like Falkirk and Raith. It looked like he set his stall out to try and almost damage limitation, really. But then when you concede an early goal again, like we do so often when we go down to the bigger teams in the division, because it's an uphill battle to climb straight off, and it sort of set the pattern for the game with the early goal.
We've done this, will be the 28th episode now we've done of this. And I would suggest at least half of them we've said then I conceded early or we've conceded early at some point in this season. It's a running theme and it's a theme that as we'd mentioned a couple of weeks ago that it's against the teams like Falkirk and Airdrie and Raith that we're conceding these early goals.
I mean we've spoken quite a few times that these sort of games are what we'd say almost like a free hit, but when you concede so early in the game it makes it even more difficult to try and get something out of it. You want to try and frustrate them as long as possible and you try and maybe break the game into certain periods. So you think, try and get through the first 20 minutes and we've yet to go away to Falkirk, Raith or Airdrie, who's in third in the division at the time, and get past quarter of an hour without conceding.
Yeah.
You know, and when you give teams the quality of these guys that chance to go 1-0 up early on in the game, they'll thrive in it, and we struggled from there on in.
The confidence is so low at the moment anyway. Conceding that early is only going to damage it even further.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you look at the goals themselves, you could say, and it's quite an obvious thing to say, all goals are preventable if you look at it that way. But certainly the first two goals are pretty preventable. And it's these are kind of goals that we've been conceding all season. We're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot a bit.
Yes.
So the first one, for example, the opening goal, there's really no danger. We sort of kill off their attack. There's a pass back to Fleming, and Fleming's got bags of time, but yet his kick out has gone barely, 10, 20 yards out his own box?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're on the back foot again.
I think he took the ball when it came late. Did he take it first time?
He controlled it. He actually had time to control it. If you watch it again, he's actually has time to control it and look to see who's open, who's free, and who's wanting it. Which is even more frustrating.
Yeah,
because if he was being charged down, and he was rushed, and you think, well, okay, he was rushed, but he wasn't rushed. He had bags of time. So maybe it's a case of he had too much time.
Yeah, exactly. Preferably too much time. That's disappointing because, you know, he's got time to look up, and, you know, even if you ping it long and you get Falkirk going, you know, back towards their own goal. But as you said, it didn't barely get out of his box, really.
Aye. And it's not taken away from it. It was a great finish by Lee Miller. His first start, and he gets his first goal. I think it's telling that he'd rather play himself than play Conor Salmon at the minute. Tells you as much as you need to know about Conor Salmon's career at the moment. But it's just really just it's frustrating to know that you're trying to set up in that particular way, and you're trying to get your tactics through, and then within 9 minutes you're 1-0 down.
Particularly
for our own mistake as well. I mean, the likelihood is that Fleming's looked up and he's probably not seen anybody free because we're only playing Lyle up front. And the difficulty is he's just tried to lob it. Maybe it's because of the plastic pitch as well. He's not connected with it, probably. I'm trying to make excuses for him here. Because, again, it's not the first time that we've mentioned this season that his kickings hasn't been the best.
Yeah.
So, and then the second goal... we'll praise Simon Ferry all season. We'll tell him he's been told by his manager he's one of the best part-time midfielders in the game. However, I think he's gone through his head here, the free kick, and he's just jumped up and he's put his hand up.
Yeah,
it's a penalty all day long. He's in the arguments with.
No, absolutely no question about it. I've spoken before. You sometimes get like what we call a home penalty. I think regardless of how far that penalty was. He's got to be at it. I think he's class Stonewaller. Arms are above head height. He's stuck in the boot. The referee's got to get a penalty for that.
There doesn't seem to be any reason why he's actually done it. He's jumped, and then he's put his hands up.
Yes.
So the ball's actually going well over his head as he's jumped. So if he just lets it go, you know, Fleming's got a chance to save it.
Yeah, it's very disappointing, especially at that point in the game, you know, to put ourselves in that position where we've conceded early with the first kick out and then you give them a chance for the penalty spot as well. Just makes it worse.
The form at Declan McManus is in as well, he's not going to miss for there. As good as Fleming is at saving penalties, has been this season, I should say. And then the third goal, we'll argue with this one a bit as well. It's come from a free kick. First of all, I would suggest that the free kick should have gone the other way.
Agreed, yep.
And Jim did say in his press after that he felt he didn't get much from the referee at all, if anything. Which, when you look at this one, it's pretty obvious that he'd be right.
Yeah.
Because this one should have gone the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Jack's fouled in the build-up to them getting the free kick. I think he was pushed from the back, and then that's obviously why he's fallen and then subsequently handled the ball. And the referee was only a matter of yards away as well, so I reckon how you can miss the push, but you manage to see the handball.
Mm-hmm. And the free kick itself, I would be of the opinion that it's come from a long way out. Fleming's had a long time to see it, and I would suggest that he shouldn't really be getting beaten from there.
No.
As good a contact as it was.
Yeah, like you said, it's a good contact and strike. Initially, I thought it must have taken a deflection to beat him from that distance when you see the free kick lined up, and then you see it going in the back of the net, you think it must have taken a slight nick off someone somewhere. Doesn't appear to be. I've seen highlights a few times, and I'm struggling to see anything.
It's one of those kind of, what do they call it, the rubber ball or whatever it is, his height, and it does sort of move, it does give that kind of illusion that it's maybe been deflected over,
yeah.
Ronaldo kind of esque way of doing it, but no, it hadn't. he's seen it a long way coming, and again, probably you would think he would do better there.
Yeah, you'd like to think he would have.
Yeah. I said last week the referee hadn't had him before. He'd been relatively new. I don't think he did himself much favours. He seemed to favour the home side more. And Jim had said as well that he felt that we were bullied quite a bit. Didn't get anything for the referee. Is that just an excuse, or he's got a point?
I think he's partly got a point. We didn't appear to get much of the referee throughout the game, but I do feel that as a team we need to be stronger. You know, looking on it, we maybe set ourselves out to be too defensive. I think Jim admitted he changed his formation. He felt we were getting outplayed, not through good play in the middle, but out, you know, in the wider areas. Disappointing because, like we say, the games are sort of free hit, but if you didn't, I'm not saying we're not trying far from it, but there's got to be that edge. You need to be playing 9-10 out of 10 and then an off day to try and get anything from the game. We're at a point now where we're in a relegation battle and you can't really write off Falkirk and Wraith and say, oh, we're not getting nothing for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if Jim's saying that we need to be stronger and we're bullied a wee bit, then, you know, you're looking for a reaction in your next game.
Yeah. We've only got 4 points in 8 matches this year so far in 2020. That is a worrying start.
Yeah, it's very alarming. It's a relegation battle for starting.
Yeah. I mean, if the season started off like that, you'd be really concerned.
Yeah.
But it just seems to be that we've, a couple of weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago, we're kind of thinking, well, we're looking up the way, and all of a sudden you get a few 3 or 4 losses in a row and suddenly we're looking back the way again.
Yeah, I think the 4-4 game that we're at, we spoke during the game, we were 1-0 up and we thought, you know, if we can hang on and get the 3 points, we're looking good, in a good position. Going into what would have been the Stranraer game on the Saturday, we then drew against 4-4 and then our game on the Saturday was postponed. Mm-hmm. So we'd gone from a really busy week in terms of, you know, we can get 6 points and really push ourselves out of it to now being, you know, right in the middle of it. Clyde's gone, is it 3 back to consecutive wins? They've
something
got now
like
three
that,
or four.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've sort of pulled away. We did think it was going to be, you know, 2 out of 4
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs and getting relegated. It now looks to be 2 out of 3. And that's why every game is crucial. So for Jim to say we competed in a quote, okay, doesn't really quite cut it, to be honest.
And you mentioned the Clyde there. The weirdly, Falkirk haven't beaten Clyde all season, and we haven't beaten Falkirk, but we've beaten Clyde. It's just weird how that.
It's strange, isn't it?
Seems to work out. You just seem to get teams where you can, no matter what the result is, you can beat them. I just seen it strange that Falkirk haven't beaten Clyde at all this season, and they've played all 4 already. So, but positives, you mentioned he changed the formation, he changed it to a 3-5-2 second half, played Alan Cook up front along with Stephen Boyd. And weirdly, after that, we did seem to create more chances, because in the first half, the goalkeeper might not have been there.
didn't create anything.
So it was a change of formation again, but 3-5-2, but I think because we played 2 up front, there was a partnership there. That's probably where the chances came from.
Yeah.
Rather than just because it was those two.
Lyle's a wee bit isolated in the first half.
Aye.
Didn't get much service up to him, but just that one player up top makes it even more difficult.
Yeah. And I mean, Cook had a couple of chances actually. He made the keeper make a couple of good saves as well. So that's all you can ask. He's never played there before.
that's why it's frustrating, you know, as you said, the first goal, the poor kick out, Simon Ferry with a handball. It's these little things that's made quite gone for this as well.
I mean, if you take their goals out of the game as a whole, they didn't really sort of create too much. It wasn't sort of, okay, first half maybe was a little bit more sort of one-way traffic. But it wasn't as though Fleming was having shot after shot at him.
I think they had a lot of possession in the wider areas, but as in terms of good chances created, I don't think they created that much.
No, there was a couple of long-range efforts, but that was pretty much it, apart from the goals. And the goals, again, are very, very predictable.
Yeah.
That's how frustrating and annoying it has been this season. But they're due to play a friendly on Tuesday night down in Dundee. And I guess Cook will probably play again and probably start that. And Ben Armour is going to get a start as well.
Yep.
So all these kind of different guys that haven't played much will get game time. Cook might get a chance to play up front again. So that's a possibility. We might see that, down the line at some point. But it's a bit of a strange thing to start tinkering and experimenting. If you're in a relegation battle, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I can also see the flip side. You mentioned there, we've got 4 points in 2020. Maybe feels now's the time to try and tinker with something before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Dina in between Falkirk and Raith, I'm maybe not sure it's the right time, but he maybe feels he needs to change it up and hopefully get a formula that can get us what I would think would be 3-4 wins to try and escape. But anything, you think how much we've won in the season, we're asking for a lot to win 4 of our last 9.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the points, the games that we've got and the games that we're coming up against, three of them are against the teams below us. So we've got Stranraer twice, and then we've got Forfar as well.
Yeah.
In theory, if you win those, that might just be enough. However, if you don't win those, you then need to pick up points against the teams that you aren't expecting to.
Yeah, and that's when it becomes even tougher.
Yes, aye. So you've got the back-to-back games against Stranraer and Forfar towards the end of the season, as mentioned last week, are going to be very, very significant. We've got Stranraer at home and then Forfar away. But those are 5-6 games away. So we've got points to pick up.
Yeah, we need to pick up points in between.
You would look at the home games. We've got Raith, Montrose, Stranraer and East Fife. And I would think if you can get 9 points out of those, that might just be enough to get you where you need to be.
It's a tall ask.
It is a tall ask. We've beaten Raith already at home this season.
Yep.
I know the weather played a massive part in that. You would think the weather's going to be slightly better this time round.
Well, we guarantee it.
But you just never know how it's going to go. But I just think we need to be picking up points. I know that sounds like an obvious thing to say. We need to pick up points. And if we need to go to somewhere like Falkirk and even get enough faces for the first 20 minutes, just try it.
Yeah.
See what happens. Because they wouldn't be expecting it, you know.
We certainly need to try and change something.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, whatever we're doing is not quite working.
Because I think as well, the away games that we've got left, with Stranraer, Clyde, Dumbarton, Forfar and Airdrie, possibly apart from the Airdrie game, I think that those ones are, dare I say, winnable as well. We've already gone to Clyde and won, so why not go down and do it again? Dumbarton, I think if you could get a draw against them, you'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely points that we can pick up. We've said before, it's one of them leagues that anybody can beat anybody. It's just how we apply ourselves. When we go to these away games, we do have a tendency to concede quite early on in games, and that's something that has to change. I think if we're going to get anything for the last couple of games away from home, you know, the foundations is a solid back four and a clean sheet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to concede early, can it completely goes out the window.
You don't want to be heading into a playoff if we are going to get in a playoff on a bye, the runner results either.
No, absolutely.
Because that just kills your confidence as it is. So we've got Raith on Saturday. As we've said already, we've already beaten them at home. Whether I played a big part in that, I would think. But Raith, They've only got 2 wins in their last 5. And weirdly, they've drawn, their last 3 draws have been against Stranraer, Forfar and Falkirk.
And they've also lost at Dumbarton as well.
Yes.
They don't exactly set the head of the light with an away form. So if you do, you know, if we can get in about them early on in the game, even score early, you know, I think there's something in the game for us on Saturday.
I think we've mentioned this already this season, but now we've played every team, at least 3 times, some of them we've played them 4 times now already. There's no outstanding team in this league.
There's no
team that you would say, right, they should be running away with it. We've played everybody just seems to be at the top end, obviously, the top 3 or 4 are obviously in the top 3 or 4, but they're not outstanding teams.
No, as you said, they've only got 2 wins in their last 6, and they exactly, as I said, setting the head of the light. So yeah, there is points available. It just is a matter of how we apply ourselves in the game.
Yeah, and it is. You will probably look back on this entire season and think how frustrating it is, and how you look at parts of the different fixtures and different points of the season where we say, well, we should have gotten more out of that game. We should have done better than that one. We could have picked up points here than everywhere. Obviously, I mean, it's easy to say, it's in hindsight, but it's a much more frustrating season than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we look back on the whole season, as we will do at the end, but and take away the mistakes that we felt have been costly to us and either leading up to goals, or, you know, if that hadn't happened, yeah, or something, I generally think we'd be near about the playoffs for getting promoted rather than looking at playoffs,
yeah,
of a relegation playoff, sorry.
Yeah. So we were racing on a Saturday. We then followed up with 2 away games on a Tuesday at Stranraer and then away to Clyde. So I think, yes, it's vitally important we get something out of this one. 3 points. I know they're going for the title, but as you said, they're not setting the head of the light away from home, so it is doable. It is very, very doable. We've got Mr. Beaton again. Graham Beaton will be the referee. Second time we've had him. The only other time we had him this season was away to Montrose, back in February. But he does like a yellow card. He's averaging at 3.5 yellow cards, almost 4 yellow cards a game, in his 5 that he's done in League One so far this season. But he's done 5 games in League Two. And he's got 22 yellow cards in those 5 games. So the average shoots up a little bit. So he does like a yellow card.
So he doesn't like when he challenges going in then.
So either that, he likes to stamp his authority pretty early and say, right, that's who we're going to go. But we'll, you know, Beaton is his name after all. We mentioned that the last time. And then next Tuesday we've got Christopher Dice again. This will be the 5th time we've had him this season, and he's averaging bang on 4 yellow cards a game out of his 17 appearances he's had so far. But again, he's only done 3 League 1 games. He primarily does League 2, but out of his 3 League 1 games that he's done, Peter, he's been 2 of them. The other games that he's done with us was early on in the Betfred, because I think we had him 2 or 3 times in Betfred early on in the season. So these guys like the yellow cards. However, if you look at it, they've only given out 1 red card each.
Oh.
Out of the entire season.
So like a yellow card.
I think it's a case of that they stamped their authority pretty early and say, right, that's not what we're looking for. Yellow cards, and that's it.
Interesting.
So we'll see. We'll see how they are for the next couple of games. But yeah. We'll go back to the Raith Rovers game. I think we would definitely look for a big win, or a win of any kind. I'm not saying a big win, but a win would be big.
yeah, don't get me wrong, I like a win. I just kind of see it. I came with said that Raith aren't a great travellers at the moment, but I'd probably say I'd be quite happy with a point.
And the key thing would be, as we've said before many, many times, don't concede early.
Yeah, again, we speak about it so often, especially away games, and how early we concede. It's vital that we don't have the art on Saturday. We've got to set our stall out, you know, defensively pretty sound, and give us something to build on. You know, if you get half an hour into the game against Wraith and you're 0-0, then you can start building your way into the game. But if you concede early,
the plan's going to win.
Yeah.
I would look as well as though he's obviously given himself an option as to how he's going to play. Obviously, we've played better playing 3-5-2 on Saturday. I don't think that's going to be an option to start with. I think he would stick with his normal 4-1-4-1.
Yeah, I don't think he'll change it, especially at the start of the week, no.
He might change the personnel in terms of who's playing in what positions and stuff, but I don't think that the formation would change. I think he might go with... I mean, if Ben comes through these... comes through this friendly on Tuesday night, I think he'd be in with a shout to start, I think.
To start?
Aye. I think his pace and... I wouldn't say his aggression, but his his ability to chase the ball, doing the things like that, might just cause them a bit of a problem.
Okay. I thought that if Ben did come through, he might be on the bench. And then you've got him in the last 20 mm-hmm. minutes, 25 minutes, we've seen that before, yeah. Coming on, and as you said, his tenacity to chase balls doing and everything. So, yeah, I mean, again, it's one of them, it's a selection headache that you'd rather Jim had.
He might go with that, but play, he might play Cook and Boyd as a front two, you never know. He's never been consistent with his formations and his selection. That's the problem. He's kept changing it week to week and game to game. So
it's difficult to second guess him.
Yes, aye. And again, with the game on a Tuesday and then the game on a Saturday again, does that sort of come into his mind?
Yeah.
Because that's what he seemed to do the last time out. Because he dropped Paddy Boyle.
Yeah, Tuesday but he didn't play on Tuesday, yeah.
So that might come into his thinking again. So does he think he's going to get something out of this game and try and concentrate on the Shinrar game, because that's the more important one? Or is all the games important? I would suggest they should be.
Yeah, I don't think we're in a position now where we can sort of write off any game. We've got to try
and pick and choose.
No, again, at the start of the season we were saying there were like three hits, but we're now in a predicament for every point's a prisoner. And yeah, whilst we do, hey, so we're going to play twice in fourth, and it is in our hands, you know, if you lose and the other teams below you are picking up the odd point here and there, it just brings them a little bit closer, and you start, you know, it's a psychological thing. You do, regardless of what players will tell you in the press and what Jim would say, oh, we're only focusing on ourselves, you'll be very aware of what's going on behind you in other games as well.
Aye, they'll know what the scores are as much as we will. As time kind of goes on, but I think what's going to be key is, and I think what we need to make sure and try and get it across is how important this game is we need to get as many people through that turnstiles as possible. Wraith, I would think, would take up a fair travelling support with them.
Yeah, I think they did the last time.
They did the last time, and the weather was horrendous. So I think because they're top of the league, because they're in a position then, they will bring up a few with them. So that's important, that we get as many people in that turnstiles as possible, get the support behind the team, and just try and give them that bit of a boost and a lift. It might not seem much, but you know, try and get as many people in and try and get the support, give the players the backing they need.
Yeah, I mean, in the big games it has been known that the supporters will turn up, so hopefully again this will be one of them occasions where we get people through the turnstiles and support the team.
Get them through the turnstiles and get the support, and just you know, we were disappointed the last time because we walked away from the 4-4 game and there was a few boos ringing out. I felt that was unnecessary given how well we played. If we'd played pretty badly and got beat 3-0,
yeah,
I'd understand. But the fact that, as I mentioned last week, their keeper had a great game again, you know. But I think it was slightly unnecessary. So let's turn that round the other way. Let's get behind the team.
Yeah, you just mentioned the 4-4 game there. If Luke Boland's header against a couple of inches either side of the goalkeeper, and was it Boyd? If his effort had hit the bar and come down as well. you know, it's a different game.
Aye, we'll win that one pretty comfortably 2 or 3 nil, and then that's everybody's happy.
The performance against Forfar was decent, if not, you know, it wasn't brilliant, it was decent, and mm-hmm. we were probably worthy of the win. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it didn't quite work.
That's why I'm saying it's frustrating, the fact that there were some boos ringing out, and there was a couple of unnecessary shouts towards the manager, which again I think it's not the time and place to do it. It's again just my opinion, but I think you need to be supporting the team at this stage. You know they're in a battle, so let's get behind them.
Yeah, I understand the frustration that's going around with the support. You know, our form isn't being great, but like you said, I feel personally the performance was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
As we've just touched upon a couple of things, if they'd gone another way, you know, we've come away with a win there. It's more the performances that aren't great.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been battered off on the park, which I don't think's happened too often.
No.
You know, again, we're struggling, but I think we've been played off the park by any team. But hopefully we'll get guys in through the transfers on Saturday and help to get the result against Raith.
So I'm going to stick my neck out and say we're going to win this one.
I'm sitting on the fence. I'll be quite happy with that draw.
Aye.
I'm quite happy with a draw, to be honest.
A win would be ideal. I think a draw would be...
Wouldn't it be the worst result? No,
that's it. Okay, so that's it. So we'll end it there. So what's the phrase? What's that phrase that's going around just now? We're back and we're back with a bang. Is that
what we're going with?
Is that what
it's been good to record. It's been a few weeks since we've gotten together and been able to speak over a few things with Peter Hayes. So it's been good.
Almost forgot what we were doing for a start, but hey, there we go. So that'll do us for another edition of the Blue Team Podcast. My thanks to Martin for being back and putting his input in. Our thanks go to our sponsors, Marco Chipper, and of course to you guys for listening. This has been the Blue Team Podcast. I've been Colin Byers. Thanks very much. Cheers.